Well, Secretary of State, we've been talking about this. Marco Rubio has now, in fact, met with Pope Leo, who this Friday, it's his 1 year anniversary, believe it or not, already this Friday. So they met at the Vatican. From what I understand, they had more than 2 hours of closed door talks amid the obvious strained relations between Washington and the Holy See. If anybody has some inside insight, it's WJR's Marie Osborne. With a look at how that meeting unfolded, what do we know, Marie? Good afternoon.
Well, we know very little because, of course, they don't talk. They don't have a press conference afterwards to talk about it, but we can glean some information. So the meeting today was considered an effort to smooth the tensions between the White House and the Vatican. In the past, on a number of occasions, the president has criticized the American board and Pope Leo for his comments on the war in Iran, like this.
Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. And he seemed to be saying that they can, and I say they cannot.
The Pope, rejecting accusations that he supports Iran's nuclear ambitions, continues to call for diplomacy and an end to the violence. Here's a quote. The church has for years spoken out against all nuclear weapons, so there's no doubt about that. If anyone wishes to criticize me for proclaiming the gospel, let them do so with truth. Now, as for the talks today, the State Department, a spokesman, says that the two sides discussed the ongoing crisis in the Middle East, along with issues across the Western Hemisphere, emphasizing a shared commitment to peace and human dignity. Rubio, of course, is a practicing Catholic. He downplayed the friction, saying the trip had long been planned and noted that there's a lot of talk about including humanitarian aid and religious freedom and all this. Vatican officials had signaled the discussions would be frank. And Paul Rubio is scheduled also to meet with the Italian Prime Minister today, Giorgia Meloni, as the administration looks for support from European allies in the effort in Iran.
You don't need to take a stand. I'm a talk show host. I'm an opinion caster. You're more like a newscaster, so I understand that, and I respect that about you, Marie, as our Director of Community Affairs and News. I think they're both wrong. I don't think the Pope should be involved in this mess, nor do I believe the President should be taking on the Pope. I think it's a lose-lose proposition for both of them. Now, it leads to us saying, well, geez, did the Pope ever speak out about Iran killing thousands of their own people? Because, that if he didn't, that's kind of a miss there to now jump in and suggest that the United States should not be at war with them. It leaves the president to saying what he says. Oh, apparently he thinks Iran should have nuclear weapons, blah, 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 blah. I wish they were both above this. That's what I wish. It doesn't do anyone any good. I don't know that anyone wins in this kind of a ridiculous battle. I can't imagine. Can you imagine a worse job or a tougher job than the one Marco Rubio just went through and faced flying over here? While he's flying over here to the Vatican, the president just keeps continuing attacking the Pope. And now he's supposed to walk in and say, well, we don't really have a problem. Everything's okay. It's a misunderstanding. We'll be all right. Can you imagine, Marie?
Oh, I know. It's got to be really tough. You know, the problem here is that there's a lot of history. And there's, as you say, there's both sides to the story. Certainly, I happen to have done a paper on this when I was in college.
Are you kidding?
No, on this part of this story. And that is that during World War II, the Vatican was highly criticized and is criticized to this day by historians for not speaking out against the atrocities that were happening to the Jews, right?
So,
you know, there's some validity to that. You got to wonder, why didn't the Vatican step forward and say that this was wrong? So the church has a long history of, I guess picking and choosing battles, but, you know, also speaking out in the face of what it sees as something wrong in society. So, and as you've said so many times yourself, President Trump cannot help himself. He cannot help him. There's no off switch. There's not even a dial down often. So that's part of the problem.
You wouldn't think you would have to say to the president or anyone in these kinds of positions, and there aren't any, I mean, there's one pope and one president, but that there are certain times you don't go after certain people. I go back to the Gold Star family in his first time.
Oh, yeah.
That was just so, such a sad and wrong move on his part. And I would have said the same thing. No, no, Mr. President, you do not want to go after the pope. You just don't. Let the pope do what the pope does, and you do what you do, and don't get personally involved because you think the pope is saying bad things about you or your leadership. Just let it go. And you're right, he can't help himself.
I don't think he has a let it go button. There's no let it, really.
You're absolutely right. There is no let it go button in the Oval Office. I've been in that Oval Office, but I was also there before there was a Diet Coke button. So, you know, who knows what's in there now? But there is, you're right, there is certainly no let it go button. That is a quote that should go down in history. The president does not have a let it go button.
Yeah, he just and I'm with you. I think he just, you know, could have reiterated why he felt this was necessary and, you know, made that point, but don't need to go after somebody in particular.
No, and frankly, I don't think the Pope should be playing in this playground either. I think the Pope needs to be above all of that as well. And certainly say Iran should not have killed thousands of their people. Iran should not have a nuclear weapon. But if there's a way we can come to this without more people dying and being at war, then that's also the road we should look at. And I pray to God that that's what can happen. I don't know. I'm not like writing for the Pope now. And I'm certainly not. I was an altar boy, but I'm still not writing for the Pope. And I'm not writing for the president either. Marie, you always do a great job. Thank you for that.
Thank you, Paul.
Marie Osborne, WJR's Director of Community Affairs and News. And sometimes she just has to put up with me. I guarantee you she's a far better Catholic than I am. We've got another hour to go here in Focus on the Road Again. Pure Michigan, WJR.